Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Ches. Zvachim Daf Ches. I'm going to be away next week. I don't know if you're aware of that. I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael next week. So
the
whole week. I'm leaving Motzei Shabbos. Coming back the following Sunday. So there will be no daf shir. Thank you. There will be no daf shir next week. Okay, so Zvachim Daf Ches. We left off in the middle of Daf Zayin and Beis. We were discussing how we... The Mishnah had said, let's go back to the beginning. The Mishnah had said at the beginning of the Masechta that all Karbanos that Yishech Shalo Lishma are kasher. It's just that they're not all the Balim Shem Chova, with two exceptions, except for the Pesach and the Chatas. So today we're going to be focused on those two exceptions, the Pesach and the Chatas, that are Shechet Shalo Lishma. Apparently, they are puzzle. There are exceptions to the rule. So we started yesterday with the Korban Pesach. How do we know that the Korban Pesach, Shlo Lishmo, is a problem, that it's puzzle? So we started offering the various drashos. So where we left off was, we suggested, Rav Safra said, the Zavach, the Pesach, we had three different psukim that each taught different things. The Pasuk of the Zavach, the Pesach, taught us Rav Nachman's din, that of the Moser Pesach that's brought as a Korban Shlamim, right, that teaches us that Moser Pesach should be used as a Korban Shlamim, that a Moser Pesach is brought from something for something that's Bamin Atzonim and Abakar, it should be brought for a Korban Shlamim. So that's what Vizavachta Pesach taught us. Shomaros Chodesh Aviv taught us L'mitzvah B'shinoi Kodesh, that if you shechted Shelo L'shmo, in the sense that you don't shecht the shame the right Korban, so that's that it's still kosher, but L'mitzvah idea, or it didn't teach us that it would be possible, but it taught us that you're not supposed to shecht it for anything else. And then V'yamartem Zevach Pesach taught us the mitzvah l'shinoi bailim, taught us that you're not allowed to be mishana the bailim. And then we had the word who teaches us that both shinoi kodesh and shinoi bailim are ma'akev in the shechita of the Korban Pesach. So says the Gemara, Vashchan Zvicha, about 20 lines from the bottom of the page, so Vashchan Zvicha, Sharavah Dos Minolim. Great, that teaches me that the Shechita of the Korban Pesach needs to be Lishma, and that if it's not Lishma, whether it's not Lishma Lishem Kodesh, or whether it's not Lishma in terms of the Bailim, so it's going to be possible, but what about the Kabbalah and the Halacha and the Zrika, what about everything else, or is it just the Shechita? So how do I know that Sharavah Dos Shalol Lishma by Korban Pesach are going to be possible? Says the Gemara, Hawul v'gali gali. Once it tells it to me about Shechita, we could apply it everywhere else. So that line is a very unusual line, because all we've been doing for the first week of Masechet Zvachim was coming up with drashos to explain dinim of Lishma, Shalol Lishma, how we know it applies to this avodah, that, and we've assumed nothing. We've assumed no connection between any two items. We kept on needing separate drashos for each... Excuse me. For each stage, we keep on needing separate drashos. And now all of a sudden we're going to say, oh, okay, we learned Shalol Lishma when it comes to Korban Pesach. Okay, so when it comes to the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, so we'll apply it to all the other avodas as well. Hol the gully gully. What this highlights for us is probably the idea that by Korban Pesach specifically, Shechita is more prominent than it is by any of the other Korbanos. By the other Korbanos, you have Dalet Avodos, and it's lav dafka that Shechita is a more prominent Avoda than any of the other Dalet Avodos. But when it comes to Halacha, might be less prominent, but not necessarily that Shechita is more prominent. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, apparently, Shechita is such a dominant kind of Avoda that if Shalol Lishma is going to pass by Shechita, the rest just follow suit. Everything else is secondary to Shechita. Why should Shechita be different by Korban Pesach than it is by other avodos? So it goes back to what we discussed, probably at the very beginning of the Masechta. We mentioned once how the idea is that what Shechita comes to do is Shechita addresses Achila. Shechita allows for Achila primarily. What Zrika comes to do is Zrika relates to Ritzui. Zrika relates to achieving your kapara, making a Kodesh Baruch Hu happy. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, there's a greater emphasis on Achila than there is by any other Korban. We've mentioned in the past, by other Korbanos, there's a din shehei ne'achala. You're not allowed to make it nosar, so you need to make sure that it gets eaten. But by Korban Pesach, it's not just to make sure it gets eaten so that it doesn't become nosar. There's a mitzvah achila that every person has to eat a kazayis. It's not just that by other karbanos, everyone eats less than a kazayis, it's fine. As long as it all gets taken care of through being ingested by human beings, that's okay. But there's no mitzvah achila. By Karban Pesach, there's a mitzvah achila. Karban Pesach's babetuma is the only karban's babetuma that you're ochel, that you eat the Karban Pesach, even when it's babetuma. There's a heavy emphasis on achila by Karban Pesach. Memela, there's going to be a heavier emphasis on the shechita of the Karban Pesach. So that's why it's shaykh to say such a svara, ho'il v'gali gali. But the Gemara says not everyone accepts such a svara, because still it's a big chiddush. Ravashi Amar, ho'il v'gali gali lo amina. No, we're not going to say just because we know you need the Shema by the Shechita, that necessarily that you need the Shema and the Shema is ma'akev by the other Avodos. Ela Avodos minalan. How do I know the other Avodos then? Dechsiv, Zos HaTorah la'ol al-mincha v'gomer. V'tanya, b'yom tzavosos b'nei Yisrael la'harkavis karbineihem, ze b'choru ma'isur u'pesach. So it relates to these three karbanos, b'chor, ma'isur, and pesach. And what we see from that pasuk is, hikishu ha'kasav l'shlamim. The Torah links the Karban Pesach with the Karban Shlamim. In what way is it linked with the Karban Shlamim? Mashlamim bein shinu kodesh bein shinu bailim be'inan l'mitzvah, just like by the Karban Shlamim. Whether it's a shinu kodesh, whether it's a shinu bailim, whether you shecht it for the wrong carbon, you shecht it for the wrong bailim, it's not ideal. L'mitzvah, you're supposed to do it l'shma. Avkal bein shinu kodesh bein shinu bailim l'mitzvah. So too, all these other karbanos bein shinu kodesh bein shinu bailim, it's the mitzvah. Ukishlamim, but we also link Pesach to Shlamim in the following way. Mashlamim bein zvicha bein sharavodos lo chilak behen l'mitzvah. By karban shlamim, it's not ma'akev. The karban is kosher if you do it shlo l'shma, but the halacha is the same by all dalet avodos. When you shech the karban shlamim shlo l'shma, it's the same as when you zorek dam of karban shlamim shlo l'shma. Namely, that it's kosher, but it's not olah l'bailim l'shem chovo. Right? So that's going to be, so all dalet avodos are going to parallel each other within the world of karban shlamim. So says the Gemara, we could say the same thing by Pesach. Av Pesach lo tachlok bo ben zvicha l'shar avodos la'akev. So too by Karban Pesach, we shouldn't distinguish between Shechita and the other Avodos in terms of the Koach of Shelo Lishma. And what do we know about Shechita of the Karban Pesach? We already darshined that Shechita of the Karban Pesach, Shelo Lishma, is Ma'akev, that it's going to passel the Karban. So once we know by one of the Dalet Avodos of the Karban Pesach, by the Shechita of the Karban Pesach, that it's going to passel the Karban, Memela, we know that all of the others have to be the same. Not because everything has to follow Shechita always, but because we compare it to Shlamim, and by Shlamim we know the halach is the same by all Dalet Avodos, so by Karban Pesach also we know the halach should be the same by all of the Dalet Avodos. Elohu Lamali. Well, if that's the case, what do I do with the word who? What does who come to teach me? Kedetanya, Nemar Pesach hu b'shchita la'akev. So like we looked at the Braisa, by Karban Pesach it says hu by shchita to tell me that shchita is ma'akev. Aval asham lo nemar b'hu elal achar aktar se'murin. By the Karban Asham, it also uses the word who, but where the Torah mentions the word who by Karban Asham is after the Haktar Seimurin. V'u'atzmo sh'lo huktur emur of kasher. And the Haktar Seimurin are not ma'akev the Karban. So you see that the word who sometimes teaches me something's ma'akev, but only when it's mentioned in the context of an avoda that's actually ma'akev. When it's mentioned in the context of something that's an avoda that's not ma'akev the Karban, like the Haktar Seimurin, then the word who is not going to be able to teach me anything to be ma'akev. Right, that's going to be a sugya we're gonna get to later on. That's a sugya and daf yud. We'll have to revisit it then. Okay, that was all Karban Pesach. But we said that there were actually two exceptions to the rule. There are two karbanos in the Mishnah that when done shelo lishma are mamish pasul, and the two karbanos were not just Pesach but it was chatos as well. So the rest of So now we're going to move on to Karban Chatos. How we know that this is true of Karban Chatos. So the Gemara asks, Chatos Minalan. Before we even get into it though, it's kedai to have a quick review or a quick discussion of what types of Karban Chatos there are, because the Gemara is going to be throwing around a lot of terminology. What about this Chatos, that Chatos, that Chatos? So it's good to know all the different types of Karbanos Chatos. In the world of Chatos HaYachid, leaving out chatos hatzibur, there are 10 different types of carbon chatos, and the Gemara is going to mention just about all of them. So just we'll give a quick rundown. A regular carbon chatos that we always talk about, a stam carbon chatos that you did in Avera, that you'd be chayiv karis for, but you did it b'shogeg, where you bring carbon chatos, that's what we're going to call throughout the sugya a chatos chelev. Now, it's not really about only if you ate chelev, it's really about doing any Avera for which you'd be chayiv karis if you did it b'mezid, and you're chayiv chatos for doing a bishogeg, but the most common one is chelev, zini chelev. So therefore, we call it a chatas chelev. Or maybe some of the Rishonim suggest because in the Torah, the parshas chatas is written right near the isr chelev. So maybe that's why we dafka link, even though it's not only about chelev, we dafka call it chatas chelev. But don't be fooled by its name. Chatas chelev is not a special chatas about chelev. Chatas chelev is a regular common chatas. You bring a kivsa or seira, and there's no difference between an ani or an ashir. It's not a leviyoreid, regular carbon chatas. Second carbon chatas, a melech violates one of the yisurim in the Torah that you chayiv kares when you do b'mezid, chatas when you do b'shogeg. Instead of bringing a kisva se'ira, he brings se'irizin, right? So he brings, that's what we call a se'ir nasi. We've discussed that already. Third possible carbon, chatas nazir, is a chatas that a nazir tahar, nazir never became tahar, it did his job. He remained tahar throughout the time of his nazirus, brings after his nazirus is over in order to be matir all the isurim of his nazirus. He brings a kivsa l'chatas, and along with it, and this is important, the nazir, when he brings his chatas at the end, brings other karbanos also. The chatas is not brought alone. It goes together with an ola and a shlamim. Number four, if the nazir became tameh during his nazirus, he brings a chatas nazir tameh. Once he becomes tahar, he brings a chatas nazir tameh. Which is Shnei Tarim, Shnei B'nei Yona, one of them is brought La'ola, one is brought L'chata. So also there are other karbanos brought along with it, one because it's a set of birds, one Ola, one Chatas, and in addition to that, he brings a carbon Asham with it. So both of the Nazir karbanos, both the Nazir Tara and the Nazir Tameh, both bring other karbanos along with the Chatas. The Chatas is not brought alone. That's important. The fifth type of Chatas, Chatas Mitzora. Mitzora brings, after he becomes Tara from his Tzaras, the Torah goes through a whole procedure, Eitz Erez, Ezov, Shni Talas, Teglachas, there's a whole procedure he has to go through. After a week, he shaves again, and then he goes to the mikveh, and on the eighth day, he brings his karbanos, which is kivsa lechatas, and again, the chatas of the mitzora also is not brought alone, it's brought together with an ola and an asham. And through that, he's allowed to eat kachem again, he's allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash again. By the mitzora, though, there's another detail. By the mitzora, if he's poor and he can't afford a behema, he could bring birds instead. The birds are echel lechatas ve'echel le'ola, as they always are, as we learn in Maseches Kinim. The sixth possible type of chatas is chatas of avodah zarah. Person does avodah zarah b'shogeg, something that Yechayiv Karis had you done it b'mezid, brings se'iras izim lechatas, it's not all of yared, ani, ashir, it's all the same. The seventh type, chatas shmias kol, a person who swore falsely that he doesn't know testimony about somebody else, has to bring a chatas. That's called chatas shmias kol. It's based on v'shama kol Allah. In that same category is chatas shmias kol, but another similar type of chatas is chatas bitois fasayim. A person has to bring mechaper for shvua sheker. He lied under oath. So that's another chatas. Chatas tumas mikdash u'kedashav is the final type of, is not the final, but another type of chatas that's also in that category that fits together in the category with shmias kol and bitois fasayim is the chatas of tumas mikdash u'kedashav, person who enters the mikdash when he was tamei or ate kodesh when he's tamei. All of those bring a carbon ol v'yored. Those last three that I mentioned, shmias kol, bitois fasayim, tumas mikdash u'kedashav, it's carbon ol v'yored. If he's wealthy, he brings siras izim or kisva. If he's poorer, he brings. If he's poor and he can't afford a behem, he brings birds. And not only that, but there's even a din of dalei dalos. If he's very poor, he brings a carbon mincha. Those are unique about those three, that there's a din of dalei dalos, that they would even bring a carbon mincha. Good. That is by dafka the shmias kol, the bitois fasayim, and the tumas mikdash u kedashav. And then finally, besides for all those karbanos chatos, there's also the chatos of a zav, zava yoledes, when they become tahar, where they clearly didn't do anything wrong, right? It's just something that happens to them, where they bring a karban chatos, and they bring two birds, echad the chatos v'echad ha'ola, and those are all the chatos of a yachid. Now, there are plenty of chatos at Tzibur as well. The musfos shel rashi chadashim, shel moadim, all have a karban chatos. The seer abayim shtei alechem on Atzeres has a carbon chatas, and those carbonos chatas of the Tzibur are done in the Mizbeach Achitzon, and there are plenty of others. There are lots of other carbonos chatas, but those are the basic carbon yachid chatas, is the ones that we were focused on, that we went down the list. Now, why do I mention all of them? Because the Gemara is going to mention pretty much every one of them. So says the Gemara now, we said that a chatas that's done shalol shema is possible. So says the Gemara, chatas minalan. How do I know that a chatas shalol shema is possible? Tichsiv, v'shachat also the chatas. Pasuk says you should shech eat for a carbon chatos, shetei shechita l'shem chatos. That teaches me that the shechita has to be l'shem, the carbon chatos, that it has to be l'shma. Ashken shechita kabbalah minalan. Great, that's good for shechita. What about Kabbalah? Does Kabbalah have to be l'shma? How do I know Kabbalah has to be l'shma? Tichsiv v'lokach hakohen midam chatos. We assume v'lokach is the lashon of Kabbalah. Shetei Kabbalah l'shem chatos. That the Kabbalah needs to be l'shma. V'ashken shechita v'kabbalah, zrika minalan. So good, shechita and Kabbalah need to be l'shma. How do I know Zrika needs to be Lishma? Damakra v'chipar alav ha-kohen mi-chataso, shetei kapara l'shem chatas. Pasuk says v'chipar alav ha-kohen mi-chataso, so the kapara has to be l'shem chatas also. What are we calling kapara? Zrika, right? This goes back to what we said before, that the Zrika is most associated with Ritzoi, with Kapara, with actually achieving your atonement. We assume the word Kapara is a reference to Zrika, that the Kapara has to be L'shem Karban Chatas as well, means the Zrika needs to be L'shem Karban Chatas. So good. Ashkechan Shina Kodesh, Shina Baila Minalan. All of those sources taught me that I need to do it L'shem Chatas, and not L'shem some other Karban. How do I know that it needs to be L'shem the Bailim? Amakra, a love, alo al chavero. It says a love, it has to be for him, meaning, and not for somebody else. It's got to be L'shem the Bailim. Ashkechan the mitzvah, la'akev minalan. Good, so we see that the mitzvah, it has to be l'shem the bailim. How do I know that if it's not l'shem the bailim, it's mamish pasul? So kedam rav huna b'rid rav Yeshua, chatas chataso, hachanami chatas chataso. Because it says chatas chataso, so the chataso is the extra vav, is what we darshan. So here as well, chatas chataso teaches us that if it's not done l'shma, it's mamish going to be pasul. Good. Ashkan mitzvah b'shinui kodesh. So what we have so far now, if we tally up what we've got in terms of the shalol l'shma that passels, is that if you do it shalol l'shem the karban, you do a shinui kodesh, so we find that that's not proper. We don't yet find that that's ma'akev. So far, we only had sources that shinui kodesh is recommended that you do it l'shma, that ideally you need to do it l'shma, but not that it's ma'akev. Uzrika b'shinoi bailim bein l'mitzvah bein la'akev. We've also discovered that if you zorek the dam, if you do the kapara for a different bailim, that is even going to be ma'akev. La'akev b'kol avodos b'shinoi kodesh. But how do I know that any of the dalet avodos that are done shalol l'shem karban chatas, that it's going to be ma'akev? And b'shar avodos b'shinoi bailim bein l'mitzvah bein la'akev minalan. And also, how do I know that there even exists a problem of doing it shalol l'shem the bailim by anything other than the zrika? The only source we had for shinoi bailim was about zrika. Granted, that source told us that it's ma'akev, but that's the only source we had about anything regarding shinoi bailim. So where are we going to know the entire din of shinoi bailim by all of the other avodas? So Am Rabbi Yonah, asya mechatas nazir. We learn it out from the chatas that a nazir brings. Again, we're trying to learn a regular carbon chatas, which we call chatas chelev, from chatas nazir, right? From a chatas that a nazir brings. Dichsiv v'hikrav hakohen lefnei Hashem va'asa es chataso ve'es olaso. A nazir brings a chatas and an ola, and what do we learn from there? Shu kolas yosef l'shem chatas. It says va'asa es chataso, that all of his asios, everything he does, all of the avodos have to be l'shem karban chatas. So what does that tell us? That tells us you can't have shinui kodesh, that it's necessary to do it l'shem chatas. Ashkan Shina Kodesh, Shina Baila Minalan. That only answers half our question. Because we wanted to know how I know Shina Kodesh is Ma'akev. We also wanted to know how I know Shina Baila even exists outside of Zrika, that it's even an issue outside of Zrika. So I'm Rafuna Brid of Shua, Chatos Chatoso. It says by the Nazir, Chatoso. So we're able to darshan two things. We're able to darshan Shina Kodesh, and Chatoso teaches me Shinoi Bailim. So it all comes from Nazir. Maskevla Ravina Elamayata, if you're really going to make such drushas that whenever it says Chataso, whenever it talks in the possessive, that it's his carbon, his this, that that's going to tell you a problem with Shinoi Bailim, well, guess what? It says Olaso as well. So Olas Olaso, my drashtabe. You mean to tell me our Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the Masechta said that a carbon Chatas and a carbon Pesach are unique in that when they're not done the Shema, they're going to be Pasul. And now you're telling me because that where do we get this idea about the carbon Chatas? Because it says Chataso. So that's what teaches me when it's not l'shem the bailim, it's going to be pasul. But it says that by other korbanos also. Olas ol v'so, my drash to be. Ulravina, minchas minchaso, nesach nischo, my drash to behu. What are you going to do with all these other drashes by all these korbanos? Answers the Gemara, homi bayle minchasam v'niskeyam b'layla, minchasam v'niskeyam afilu l'machar. So the Gemara says, no, those other drashos of the mincha, minchaso, v'niskeyam, right, all of v'nischo, teach us that the mincha and the nisachim can even be brought at night, and they can even be brought the next day. Rashi explains that we learn from Vasas Minchaso that Kol Zman Sheya'asenu, it's still called Minchaso. Not that it needs to be Lishma, that's not the drasha from Minchaso, but there is a drasha to be made. Namely, that you would think any carbon mincha that gets brought with a larger carbon has to be brought mamish together at the same time with the larger carbon. That's why it says Minchaso. It still remains the mincha of that carbon, even if it's brought at a different time from that carbon. Right? That's what Rashi says. Kol Zman Sheya'asenu Hu Kari Minchaso V'Nisko Shel Zeh, even though it wasn't brought together with it, it's still called belonging to it. If you look at Tosos, a very tiny Tosos, Tosos says, Tosos says, yeah, we're just joking. It's not really from that pasuk that we really darshan it, which is a paraphrase of a longer Tosos in Maseches Menachos, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, where Tosfos says the drasha is not from Mincha Sav Niskehem, like the Pashtus of the Gemara sounds like, rather it's from Dvar Yom B'Yomo Milvad Shabbosos Hashem, that the Gemara in Temura says. That's where the real drasha is from. But Tosfos says sometimes the Gemara will quote drashos from a pasuk that seem to fit nicely, or that people are more familiar with that pasuk, and the Gemara will just quote the more familiar pasuk, even though it's not the more genuine drasha. It's not the real drasha, which is like unbelievable. Like, how do you ever know when the Gemara is being serious and when the Gemara is joking? But if it's a more famous pasuk, like over here, minchas minchaso nesach nischo, the fact that we quote that, that's not the real drasha. It's really other pasukim that we darshan. Fine, but we just quote it because we do, because that's the easier pasuk for most people. Now this din, that the nesachim are allowed to be brought belaila, they're allowed to be brought lemachar, the Gemara never says whether that's a din lechatchila also. It says that it's okay if you do it. But if I have a carbon that's supposed to have nesachim that go along with it, can I lechatchila bring those nesachim the next day? Or is it only b'diavad? That really is supposed to be together with the carbon. B'diavad, if I didn't, it's still going to be kasher. So it's a machlokas, it's a discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi writes in Temura Daf Yudalid that the din that you're allowed to bring it belayla l'machar is dafka if lo nizdamnu lo b'shas hakravas hakarbon. You didn't have access to those nesachim at the time that you brought the carbon. For whatever reason, you were unable to. Clearly implying that it's a din b'diavad. However, if you take a look in Tosfos, Tosfos is not here, but Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, discusses, says that by karbon is mechalik between karbonos tzibor and karbonos yachid. And he says that by karbonos tzibor, with his din of shira ala karban, so the chachila they should really be brought together with the karban, because there's no during the day, because there's no shira belayla, and you mevatel the shira that you're supposed to do at the shas nesachim if you end up bringing it by night, because there's no shira belayla. But that's by a karban tzibur with his din of shira, and even if you bring it another day, it's a suffix in the Gemara if nesachim that are brought on their own without the karban get shira or not. So you might be robbing it of its shira by bringing it on another day. So that's by karbanos tzibur. Batal says by kabbarnas hayachid where there's no din of shira at all, so then even lechatchila you're allowed to bring it on another day or at night. Then it's not even going to be a problem lechatchila. But that's a special din when it comes to a carbon tzibur that lechatchila we try not to, but b'diavad it's going to be okay. The Turi Evan in Rosh Hashanah is mechalik between Karban Sibor and Karban Siachar for a different reason. He says Karban Sibor we know has a zman kavua. Karban Sibor you're chayiv to bring on this yantif on specific days. So when it has a zman, as opposed to a Karban Yachid, you bring it whenever you personally become chayiv in it, whenever you have a chance to bring it. So by the Karban Sibor it could be that it's since there is a set zman, it has a zman kavua, so it's nikva lechadchila. That zman is the zman lechadchila for the nesachim as well, so you're supposed to bring the nesachim together with the karban, but the evidence is just not going to be ma'akev, we dash from the pasuk. But by a karban yachid, says the Turi Evan, since it has no kavuas man, so just like the actual karban could have been brought on a different day, so the nesachim could be brought on a different day. Even though you chose to bring the karban on Tuesday, you bring the nesachim on Wednesday. There was nothing about Tuesday that demanded that the nesachim be brought on that day. By a karban tzibur, there was. If Tuesday was the yantif, so good, so that was the day that you were supposed to bring it, that applies in the Nesachim as well. Vaitu the Gemara, Ela Olas Olaso my Drashtubu, but what do you do with Olas Olaso? Right, we only answered the Mincha and the Nesachim. What about Olas Olaso? Vesu, mi gamri mi adadi, and besides for that, what are we learning from? We're learning from Chattas of a Nazir. Chattas Chelev, mi Chattas Nazir lo gamra. Shekein yeshim adam macherim. You can't learn Chattas Chelev from Chattas Nazir, because Chattas Nazir has other bloods that are brought with it. Meaning there are other Kabanos that you suppose, Chattas Nazir is not brought alone. It's brought with other Kabanos, like we pointed out before. Chattas Nazir, mi Chattas Chelev lo gamra shekein kares, and you can't learn chatas nazir from chatas chelev because chatas chelev is something that you chayev kares for. Nazir didn't do any avera; he just, other than whatever minor sin there is in becoming a nazir, but a nazir just was a nazir. He didn't do any; say he didn't do anything that you chayev kares for. So they're totally different karbanos. Ela, just because they're both called chatas doesn't make them the same. Ela amar Rava Asya mechatas mitzora. Rather, we derive it from chatas mitzora. Tchsiv va'asa hakoyin es chatas. Pasuk says asa hakoyin es chatas. So we learn from there, it says, you call us asios l'shem chatas, that all of the avodos of the chatas mitzora have to be l'shma, and therefore we apply that to every other carbon chatas, to a regular carbon chatas, that it needs to be l'shma. V'ashkod shina kodesh, shina baile minale, good, that teaches me shina kodesh, needs to be l'shem carbon chatas. How do I know it needs to be l'shem that bailim? Amar krav v'chipar ala mitaher v'gomer, ala mitar zeh v'lo ala mitar chavero, on this mitar, not on anyone else. So that's how you see shina Bailim is no good. But only on the one who's becoming Tahar himself, not on any who owns the Karban, not on someone else who happens to be becoming Tahar. Vakati mi yalfa mi adadi, but still, can you learn Chatos Mitzora? And to regular carbon chatas, can you compare them? Chatas chelev mi chatas mitzora lo yalfa. Chatas chelev, dinam of chatas chelev cannot be derived from dinam of chatas mitzora, shekein yeshim adam macherim. Because as we've pointed out, chatas mitzora is not brought alone. It's brought together with other damim, with other karbanos. Chatas mitzora mi chatas chelev lo gamra, nor can you do the reverse. Chatas mitzora cannot be derived from chatas chelev, shekein kares. Because again, the mitzora didn't do anything wrong. Now, granted, he spoke Lashon Hara or whatever, Gatzaras, some metaphysical, but he didn't do any Aveira that he's bringing the carbon for. The Chatos that he's bringing is to be Metaher himself. It's not a Chatos for an Aveira, but a Chatos Chelev is you did an Aveira that you chayv kares for. So that's a real Aveira. So that's so how can you derive one from the other? So says the Gemara, you're right. Mechadol Asya, to derive Chatos Chelev from either Chatos Nazir or from Chatas Mitzora is totally off base. You can't do it. But Tesi Chadamitarti, but maybe one can be derived from the other two. So Behelo Lichtav, which one do you not want to write that it needs to be Lishma by, and you're gonna derive that one from the other two? Meaning which one should the Torah leave out the din of Lishma by? So Lo Lichtav Rahmana Bechatas Chelev Tesi Me'anach. What, you wanted to not tell me the din of Lishma by Chatas Chelev, and I'll derive it from the combination of Chatas Mitzora and Chatas Nazir? That's ridiculous, because as we just pointed out, both Chatas Nazir and Chatas Mitzora are brought together with other korbanos. So that's why you can't derive anything about a chatas chaylev from chatas nazir mitzora. Nazir mitzora have other korbanos. So what do you want to say? Lo lichtav rachmana b'chatas nazir. Ah, so don't tell me the din of lishma b'chatas nazir v'teisi mehanach, and I could learn it out from a combination of chatas chaylev and chatas mitzora. No, malahanach shkein ein lahem she'ela. Nazir and mitzora have something else in common. Nazir and mitzora both are ein lahem she'ela. There's no way to be. Not Nazir Mitzora. Chaylev and Mitzora don't have She'ela. Nazir is Yashna B'She'ela. So don't tell me that let it not say Lishma by Nazir and I'll derive from Chaylev and Mitzora. Nazir, you can be Shaul on the Nazirus. Nazir can be Shaul on the Nazirus, uproot the Nazirus. So it will turn out that he was never a Nazir, he's a Chayev Karban. So that's something that you can't derive the Dinim of Nazir from the Dinim of the other two. All hekdish is yashon b'she'ela. Person is makdish a carbon, he's able to be shol on the hekdish, and he can unhekdish the carbon. So shouldn't every chatas be yashon b'she'ela? Why is nazir unique? Shouldn't every single one? So no, the mafarshim explain. Nevertheless, hekdish that already has been in the hands of the gizbar, you're not allowed to be shol alav. And the same is true when it comes to korbanos that already came into the hands of the kohen for akrava. There's no more she'ela. As opposed to by a nazir, even after the korban goes to the kohen, the nazir still can be shol on his nazirus, and will turn out that it's mevatel the din of hekdish. It's going to be mevatel the din of hekdish l'mafreya. So the power of She'ela of a Nazir are much greater. He can undo his whole status of Nazirus, not just the status of the carbon itself. He undoes his whole status of a Nazir that was Mechayiv the carbon in the first place. That's what it means, Yeshna B'She'ela. That's why it's such a powerful thing that it's Yeshna B'She'ela. Others explain that that even though by Hekdish it's Yeshna B'She'ela, that only means that you can be Shoel on that particular animal and take the Kedusha away from that Behema, and then what do? Bring another behema because you're still chayiv. But by the nazir, it's the same basic idea, but just put it a little more sharply. By the nazir, if he's shol in his nazirus, it's not like he's got to bring another one. He's done. He doesn't have to do anything. So that's what the Gemara means. The power of she'ela dafka by a nazir is so much stronger. Good. So says the Gemara, Lo lichtav rachmana b'chatas mitzora v'teisi mehanach. So maybe you're going to tell me, okay, let the Torah not mention the din of lishma b'chatas mitzora, and I'll learn it from the combination of nazir and chatas chaylev. No, malahanach shekein ein button bedalus. Big difference. This is why I went through all the rules before. By chatas mitzora, it's brought even bedalus, right? It's an olaviyored. Chatas nazir and chatas chaylev is not olaviyored. It's just steady. It's a chiyuv of bringing a behema. Ela amakra zos hatorah la'ola l'mincha v'gomer hikishu akasav l'shlamim. So rather, where do we derive the din of the shema by chatas from the comparison to karban shlamim? Mashlam ben shinu kadosh ben shinu b'alim be'inon l'shman l'mitzvah. Just like when it comes to karban shlamim, there's a din l'chachila that it should be done l'shma. Av chatas ben shinu kadosh ben shinu b'alim be'inon l'shma l'mitzvah. So to be karban chatas, on both levels of l'shma, both l'shem the right karban and l'shem the right b'alim, there's a din that it's supposed to be done l'shma. Hilkach mitzvah mishlamim. So the derivation that it has to be l'shma for the sake of that l'chadchil, it has to be l'shma. I don't need any of the psukim that I quoted on the top of this amud to teach me, because I just learned that straight from karban shlamim. So what do I do with all these psukim I had before that taught me l'shma by the chatas? V'hanachra'i la'akev. That's to teach me that it's ma'akev, that l'shma is ma'akev by karban chatas, that your chatas is possible when it's not l'shma. V'ashkan chatas chelev, t'chsiv ba l'chatas. So good, now we learned about chatas chelev. Chatas tavod chavim, t'shmias kol, bitur susayim, t'mus mikdash k'dashav, told you we'd mention all of them. T'lok siv buhu minolan, the chatas of avodazara that you get, that you have to bring this year, that you have to bring when you do avodazara, and shmias kol, bitur susayim, t'mus mikdash k'dashav, we said that was a group. Those three are like a unit, that they're all bedali dalus, right? So how do I know that where it doesn't say anything about lishma being ma'akev by them, how do I know that there's din lishma? Chatas tavodzcha maski mechatas chelv shekin karis kamosa. Chatas tavodzara is learned from a regular chatas because it's karis just like a regular chatas. The only difference is it's a different animal, but certainly all the other dinim parallel each other. V'hani kulu asyan b'matzad. And the other ones are derived from a tzad hashava. Rashi says, what's a tzad hashava? You derive it from chatas chelv, chatas nazir, chatas mitzora. anything that you're going to find about one of them, you're going to be able to, any unique din that you're going to find about Shmias Kol Bitus Sayim Tumas Mikdash Kedashav already exists in one of the other three. And Rashi goes through the possibilities. So you might say Chatzis Chelev is Kares, so you see that no, you need the Shema even when it's not Kares, because Nazir Mitzora is not Kares. Ay Nazir Mitzora has Damim Acherim, yeah, so but Chatzis Chelev doesn't. So you see, even when there's no Damim Acherim, when there's no other Karbanos that are brought with it, still it's you need the Shema. So that from there we learn all those Karbanos out that you need the Shema. Fine, period. That's the two dots. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we're going to move on to another sugi. Now we're going to discuss the din of Pesach Bizmano and Pesach Shelo Bizmano. When you bring a Karban Pesach at the wrong time, or you bring another Karban L'Shem Pesach at the right time. So, Tanu Rabban, Pesach Bizmano L'Shmo Kasher. No Chiddush there. You bring a Karban Pesach in the right time, L'Shem Karban Pesach, that's Kasher. That's the easy part. Shelo L'Shmo, Pasul. If you bring a Karban Pesach, Shelo L'Shem a Karban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, that's Pasul. Throughout the rest of the year, let's say you bring Karban Pesach throughout the rest of the year, l'shmo pasul, you bring it l'shem a Karban Pesach, that's going to be pasul. Shalo l'shmo, kosher. If you bring it shalo l'shmo, then it's going to be kosher. So interesting. You bring it Karban Pesach on now, nowhere near Pesach time, shalo l'shmo, not l'shem Karban Pesach, it's a kosher Karban. So says the Gemara Minani Mili. How do we know these dinim? These are some chidushim we have over here. How do we know these dinim that this is true? So Amar Avu Shmuel, Amar Kras, Avu Shmuel says, it says in the Pasuk, V'im minatzon karbano lezevach shlamim la'ashem. If the karban is minatzon, it should be a zevach shlamim la'ashem. What do we learn from there? Davar abba minatzon yehei lezevach shlamim. That karban that can only be brought from tzon, what's the karban that can only be brought from tzon? That's a karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, which can only be brought from Tzon, should be a Zevach Shlamim, should be able to be a Zevach Shlamim. Says Rashi, this is not an extra pasuk that we're darshaning. This is just reading a pasuk in Chumash. This is Mashma'usa Dikra. This is not any fancy drasha. That simply it says, Dover Abominat Tzon, a Karban Pesach, which only is brought from Tzon, so the Karban should be the Zevach Shlamim. So it must be, what do you mean? A Karban Pesach is a Karban Pesach. It's not a Zevach Shlamim. So it must be telling me, Pashup Shan Pasuk, it must be telling me that when you bring Karban Pesach and it's not Erev Pesach, so by definition it's a Shlamim. Same as Shlamim in Midiachrin Elo. So maybe I'll say, oh, you know when it's Kasher? If you shecht it L'Shem Shlamim. What if I take a Karban Pesach and I shecht it L'Shem Ola now when it's not Erev Pesach? So how do I know that that's going to be Kasher and that that's also going to count as a Karban Shlamim? Am Rabbi Yilam Rabbi Yochanan L'Zevach L'Rabbos Kol Zevach. L'Zevach tells me that no matter what Karban you had in mind that it should be for, it's going to be okay. Eimel L'Kol D'Shach L'Avi Kamosa. Going to be okay? What kind of Karban is it going to be? If I bring Karban Pesach now and I have in mind that it should be for an Ola, so what is it? So we're saying the din is it's a Shlamim. It's a Shlamim. Whatever you have in mind for it, it's a Kasher Karban Shlamim. How do I know that? Maybe the Zevach comes to tell me that if I have in mind that it should be an Ola, it's an Ola. I have in mind it should be a Shlamim, it's a Shlamim. Whatever I have in mind, it's the Man. I can turn it into whatever I want to turn it into. So says Gemara, no. Yeah, but Sivla Shlamim v'Zavach k'dekamrit. Hasha, if it would have said l'shlamim v'zavach, and then v'zavach would have been inclusive on top of l'shlamim, so then you're right. But hasha d'chsiv l'zavach shlamim, l'kol l'shachle l'shlam l'havi. Now that it says l'zavach, and l'zavach tells me what you have in mind for any karban, and then it says l'shlamim, so it's telling me when you have in mind for any karban, it's kosher, but what's a kosher as? L'shlamim. It becomes a Karban Shlamim. So that's the din by Karban Pesach. Very unique din. That you could have Kavanah Shlal Shema, it's going to be kosher, but the Kavanah Shlal Shema could be for any other Karban, and no matter what it is, it's still going to be a Karban Shlamim, which wasn't its original designated purpose. So, frankly, Gemara, Ema, maybe I'll say the following drasha. L'zevach klal, Shlamim prat. Klal prat in b'klal mashe b'prat. Shlamim in midiachrin alo. Maybe I should darshan that, no, it's only kosher if you have in mind that it should be a Karban Shlamim, because it's a klal prat, so it should only be Shlamim. So it says, no, l'Hashem hadr klal, so it's really klal prat or klal. Mas Rabbi Yaakov min Arpakod, this conversation should sound familiar. Halo dami klal braso l'kol l'kama. The klal of l'Hashem is different than the original klal of Zevach. Klal l'kama mar bizvachim v'sulo. Klal l'basro l'Hashem, kol l'Hashem, v'afil l'ofas v'afil l'menachos. Zevach implies animal sacrifices, but Lashem implies anything. Ofos menachos. So Hatan. So they're not similar to Klal Kam and the Klal Basra. Hatan deber Yerushalmi b'chol yiprati darshi ki agavna. But Hatan deber Yerushalmi taught that it's okay. That's fair game. You're allowed to darshan Klal Prat uklal, even when the two Klalim aren't exact parallels. Klal Prat uklal liyatadon elakena Prat. And therefore, nu, let's see the drasha. What is the drasha? If it's a Klal Prat uklal, the rule is it has to be similar to the Prat. What is the Prat over here? Ma Prat mefurushu shalol lishma ukasher. The Prat was shlamim, which is not lishma, and still it's kasher. Of kol shu shalol lishma ukasher. So too, if you have in mind anything shalol lishma, it's still going to be kasher. Ima Prat mefurush davar abba benedar udava of kol davar abba benedar udava ola shlamim in chatos v'yashem lo. But maybe it should only be inclusive of ola and shlamim because those are abba benedar udava. Maybe chatos and asham should be excluded because they're not abba benedar udava. So lezevach is a riboy. Tell me that chatos and asham are also included, meaning yeshech karban pesach l'shem chatos v'asham shalom bezmano. It's going to be kosher as a karban shlamim. Okay, let's stop there.